We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Bart Winkler, me, Chuck Winkler. That's not your name.
Yeah. A lot of things going to hell these days, huh? We got guys in this radio station cheered against the Bucks. We got the Bucks.
Just got married in the last segment, and you took my name. I just said your name was Chuck Winkler. It was a late night last night, okay? And that was the first Bucks game I watched this postseason without a beverage in hand, if you get my drift.
Well, that's good, though. That's good for you. Yeah, that was late. That was late night last night. And
when did you get out of there?
1:30 a.m.
That's when you left Fiserv?
Yeah, I was...
Oh, my God.
Did you see the video I shot? Yeah, I shot a video right around 1.
Holy buckets.
12:45, 1 o'clock. Yeah, it's a late, the game, because those press conferences go forever.
Oh, yeah.
And you got, because you're waiting for those players to take a shower. Kawhi took forever to get out because he's icing his knee, and then he takes a shower. It's a long time, man. It is. That's why I couldn't join you in the post game, because I had to do a few things. And, it was a long night. But, we're talking the conference finals. That's the trade-off. We're in the conference finals, so it's good work.
Yeah, there was a time I was watching the game last night, and I had to pinch myself. We're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah,
and then there was a time at the end of the game where I thought, we're going to blow the Eastern Conference Finals. 414-799-1250. Raptors have the 3-2 advantage, 105-99 the game last night. And what I said on the postgame show, what I'll say continually, is there's a game on Saturday. So I know that how you feel right now may be a little dreary. It's a little dreary outside. You maybe aren't feeling too good. Maybe you were up late last night, but there is a game on Saturday, and we are going to watch it. We'll have the postgame show Saturday night. Ryan Horvath's got that one. We'll be talking with you guys on Monday morning. We'll have a live show. There is a game on Saturday. There is. Now, for some stupid reason, I think the Bucks are going to win Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't know why.
I'm fully expecting them to go to Toronto. Because if this team is as good as it that we've talked about all season long, if they're a great team, they should go to Toronto and win this game. I still think they could win that game too. I'm not done yet. I know a lot of people are, and it's easy. I don't even want to begin to think if anybody's in the done club. But I'm sure there's some of those people because it's easy.
I want to know who's not in the dung club.
It's easy to react after a loss last night and be just totally frustrated. But, we'll all be there Saturday night watching that game.
Steven tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Classic Wisconsin sports choking something away. No, if this is going to be classic Wisconsin sports, they will win game 6 and lose game 7. That's classic Wisconsin sports.
How about
give you just that last breath of hope before you die.
Memorial Day night. Is there a deader time downtown Milwaukee than Memorial Day at nighttime? Okay, there's nothing going on Memorial Day nighttime downtown, but a chance to make it really a special night if they could win Saturday, and that whole Deer District for a Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. A year ago today we'd have killed for this. Just to have an opportunity to go to Toronto.
Just in October, if you said you're 2 wins away from the finals.
Yes.
You take that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mitch's Get Stitches tweets in. Says, the moment was too big for the Bucks. How pathetic, how embarrassing. Now the Bucks have forced us all to root for Golden State in the finals. Well, I won't have a problem with that. Well, although I've already looked ahead to the finals. I talked to my brother about what I'm going to do out there. And I've already turned on Golden State. There's no way in hell I would root for Toronto over Golden State, but
I don't even know if I even want to watch a series. if the Bucks lose, it's like when the Brewers lost to the Dodgers in the postseason last year in the NLCS. I mean, the World Series, watching the Dodgers and the Red Sox, I had no interest in watching that.
None.
And if Golden State's playing Toronto, none. I've seen enough of Nurse Nick and Kwai that I want to see if the Bucks don't win this series.
He's Dr. Nick now.
Yeah.
No. Hi, everybody. That's a Simpsons character. Dick is in Waukesha. What's up, Dick?
Hi, Rich.
Hey, what did I tell you earlier? About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I said, Milwaukee Bucks, that's the name of our team, and we will win with an effort supreme because we play basketball the professional way. And that's why we say, go fight it in Ray. They're going to win. They're going to win this series. They're going to go out there and clobber them. I'm telling you. All they got to do is adjust a little bit of defense for Kawhi, and we're good to go.
So that's it, huh? Just a little adjustment on Kawhi, and the Bucks going to go out there and hammer Toronto by 15 points.
You betcha. And I also said, it's Chuck and Bart. That's the name of our team, and they will win. See, it goes hand in hand.
Dick, I have that on tape here.
It's Chuck and Bart. That's the name of our team, and they will win.
Yeah.
With an effort supreme, because they broadcast the professional way.
Chuck and Bart. I wish I was in a good enough mood to hear that crap right now.
Thanks, Dick.
I don't want to hear any singing on the radio today.
Chuck and Bart. That's the name of our team, and they will win.
Oh. With an effort supreme.
Because they broadcast the professional way, and that's why we...
This is like, you might as well just take a butcher knife and just put it right in my sternum right now. Why don't you just do that? Really. I mean, you're in a pretty damn good mood for Dina, for a Bucks fan, that your season's on the line here.
Good mood?
Yeah, you're singing away?
What do you want, to get on the radio and say... Hey, Bucks lost.
Well, it's
season's over.
Hey, man, I'm
call if you want.
I'm not feeling good, man. I'm not in a good mood.
I'm trying
today.
To get a little pep in my step to get people to work this morning, and then at 10 o'clock, I'm going to crash.
Yeah, well, me too.
I've got to do a Toronto radio station again today. God, that's going to suck.
Yeah, I was supposed to do Amy Lawrence's show overnight tonight. Last night, and
tell her to buzz off.
Well, no, they called me up, and no, I'm not going to tell Amy's. No, why would I say that? Why don't you tell Toronto to buzz off? We got no production out of that, at least the CBS. It's our United States here.
What do you mean? I'm like all over Canada radio.
Yeah, I did.
I'm like number two on the charts right behind Drake.
No, I was going to do Amy, and then Amy, they called up and they said, well, we'll get you this weekend, or we'll get you Sunday night.
So. Oh, they blocked it?
Yeah, they're going to have probably Sunday night. I think I'm going to go on with those guys. The Bucks win Saturday.
Nick is in Lake Geneva at 799-1250. Nick, what's up?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. I tweet at you all the time, but I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome to the
Nick,
program. This is
beautiful vacation land down there. Now, see, this makes me feel better.
Foreigner or first-time caller?
Not Lake Geneva. It reminds me of golfing down there. Geneva National or Grand Geneva.
Oh, yeah, Grand Geneva's awesome.
Absolutely. And so what's going on? The Twin Lakes area. I like Lake Elizabeth over there.
Don't be a
foreigner to the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twin Lakes is actually where I lived my entire life.
Okay. As a kid, we used to go to Lake Elizabeth. We knew somebody who owned a resort there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Lake Mary Resort. I don't even know if it's around anymore. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so I got 2 points. One is with Giannis free throw shooting. I'm watching your videos, Chuck, and when he's warming up, his time between his warm-up bounces, I guess you could say, and his shot seems like it's a lot quicker. And then when he's in the game, it seems like it's dramatically longer.
Good observation. Yep, good point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's completely affecting his shooting, but when he's warming up, I can see in your videos, he's making them all. And then the timing is different going into the game, and then he's missing.
Yeah, I did a video I put on Twitter, like Nick's talking about there, where I'm standing at midcourt, and I'm watching Giannis shoot free throws, and he's right. You know, Giannis is getting a couple of dribbles, taking aim, boom, letting it fly. Seems like in the game, couple of dribbles, boom, look, and then firing away. There's such a tentative. He looks so free and easy in practice, but he gets into the game, and it's just a reluctance up there at the line. There's some self-doubt. I think that's creeping. He's not going to say that, but I've seen enough basketball
Like he's struggling.
Doesn't it look like there's some self-doubt there when he's at the free throw line? I mean, in practice, he's fine. gets into the games, it's just like, man, you know, there's he loses exactly. some of that looseness.
And then my second point is with Middleton. I was talking to a buddy last night, and he was like, because I was kind of blaming Middleton a little bit, and he was like, well, if you would have had four more points, you would have had a triple-double. And I was like, well, I don't care about the triple-double. Middleton's job is to go out there and score. That's what we need him to do. That's his role on this team. I don't care about his rebounds. I don't care about his assists. I think he should just go out there, score 25 points a game, and we'll win.
Yeah, and you know, Giannis last night, one more thing on Giannis. Giannis rolled his ankle toward the end of the game. That's why he went out of the game. They took him out.
Yeah, is he okay, dude?
He says he's fine, but, you know, he was in some pain. He was in so much pain that Bud had to make a substitution right there, I believe, with George Hill in, and get Giannis out of there. And Giannis was walking around on the sideline trying to get the feeling back in his ankle.
Why don't you make a substitution this weekend? Stop with the same old for dinner and go to Perkins, where you can get strawberries all over your plate. You could do it for breakfast this weekend if you want to wake up, maybe some brunch or a late breakfast. There's strawberry-infused items, including the fresh strawberry croissant French toast, the fresh strawberry buttermilk pancake platters, not just for breakfast either. They're sprinkled all over the lunch and dinner choices. They are in season, and they are at Perkins. You can check them out, the fresh strawberry salad as well. Today, they've got the fish fry, and then tomorrow, kids eat free after 4. So it's pretty simple. You get a meal, and then your kid gets a free meal off the kids' menu because that's how it works. Kids eat free. They do that Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4 o'clock. We want to hear from you guys, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, carrier pigeon phone call, 799-1250. The Bucks have lost 3 games in a row. That has not happened at all this season. They have one more loss to afford, and their season's over. And that'll be a game on Saturday night if they can get it done. Your thoughts on last night, your thoughts as we look ahead. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Yeah, I thought Malcolm was very good overall. And, you know, I think it's a group that started 64, 65 games for us. So, you know, Malcolm has been the starter for the preponderance of the season. And so just felt like it was the time for that group to start again. And, you know, he did a lot of things well. Pleased with Malcolm.
That's Coach Bud. That was the adjustment. I think we all saw that one coming. Malcolm Brogdon for Nico Mirotic in the starting lineup. Nico just 9 minutes, 0 for 4. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. We continue to talk Milwaukee Bucks with you guys. No surprise there. Our best Bucks coverage is brought to you by the Q Club of Wisconsin, Robert Hack Diamonds, and Hupe and Abraham. If you're injured, call Hupe and Abraham. Voted best, rated best year after year. Visit Hupy.com, H-U-P-Y.com today. We'll talk to Eric Name of The Athletic, 835. Until then, it's pretty much all you guys at 414-799-1250 and at 1057FM The Fan on Twitter. This tweet from Dominic. Imagine if Tony Snell, who is a better player than Van Vliet, actually got an opportunity to contribute. His skill set of hitting knockdown threes and on-the-ball defense, get on the floor. Bud is stubborn with his rotations. Hashtag outcoached.
And I don't know how hurt he is. Tony Snell, he's got a little bit of an ankle issue that kept him out for several games at the end of the season. I don't know. I don't know if he's healthy enough to be chasing anybody around at this point.
The other thing I say when bringing these guys in deeper on the bench is maybe to help with some fouls. I mean, this is a series where Giannis fouled out. So if you've got to waste some fouls, per se, on a Tony Snell or a DJ Wilson, I think that could be something. The Fred Van Vliet thing, I tweeted this last night. People told me to go to bed. But I did tweet it last night. I said, Fred Van Vliet is what Rashad Vaughn could have been. I'm bringing up Rashad Vaughn's name this morning. Years ago, when Rashad would get some play, I thought, when the Bucks have their finals run in a couple of years, he can be a guy that can knock down threes. And that's all they needed Van Vliet to do last night. Knock down threes, 7-9. That's all they needed him to do. I don't know. We don't have to relitigate the Rashad Vaughn.
No, I mean, Rashad Vaughn, you know why he's not in the NBA? Rashad Vaughn. He wasn't very good. It's not that he didn't get his opportunity.
I think Kidd ruined him, but...
Rashad Vaughn didn't ruin Rashad Vaughn's career. Our kid didn't ruin Rashad Vaughn's career. He was just not very good. Otherwise, he just never became a shooter. He just never became the shooter we thought we'd see. Not at all.
Well, we do need somebody. I mean... the Raptors getting that out of Van Vliet. We've got all of our dudes can knock down these threes, and they are just not.
No, I know.
Well, and the shooting went cold. So you're going to get this far and then not make the finals because your shooting got cold?
Well, absolutely. That's what happens.
That's awful. What a cruel sport.
I know.
An awful sport.
I know. It's like being at the blackjack table and you're having a hot run and you know you're winning, and all of a sudden, boom. You know, you're up against the bus card and he's still hitting. It's going cold here. Threes are gone, defense, yeah. But I mean, this is when you get to the championship rounds, when you got to play a team seven times of championship level. That's why they play seven games. It's not a one and done like the NCAA tournament.
799-1250. Mike is in Franklin. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. You might remember I predicted Bucks in five, and I changed my mind to Bucks in six. And now I'm not part of the dunk club, but I just don't see a way back. Shooters ain't hitting open shots. Bledsoe finally showed up yesterday, and I hate to say it, but Kawhi is the better player at this point in his career than Giannis is. Make his own shot. He can defend. He can hit threes. So I think they're going to need a minor miracle to win in Toronto with that crowd and being up against that kind of adversity. So I think it's a wrap. I hate to say it, but I really...
Oh, yeah. And if you would have said, but you know, Kawhi's a better player in this series. But if you had said a couple of weeks ago, well, I'll take Kawhi ahead of Giannis. If you would have just said right now, you know, Kawhi's a better player, I'll take Kawhi, you know, you would have got killed on Milwaukee radio.
Our boy Ryan Horvath was saying that.
He absolutely did. He sure did. And Kawhi has been the better player.
He could be a freak on the court and on the shits, know what I'm saying?
All right, let's get back to the calls.
799-1250.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Charlie's in Bayview.
Hey,
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Very appropriate British Open conditions this morning, considering the game last night. Pretty dreary.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot's been said. I, for the life of me, don't understand why we don't give Giannis better looks in the paint as an offensive philosophy. You know, it kills me because Bud watched Timmy for, I don't know, 12, 15 years, however long he was on the Spurs. And I don't understand why we don't get him on the block, get him multiple possessions in a row to draw fouls, you know, stop the bleeding. And the same goes for Lopez. Mm-hmm. You know, Lopez got a nice low post look last night. I think it was late in the first quarter. He had a nice little jump hook. And I'm like, there we go. You know, Lopez was an all-star on the block. We forget this. And I think we're obsessed with this offensive system that Bud has come up with, which is really effective, obviously. I mean, it puts up numbers, but it kills me that Bud doesn't slow the game down and kind of dictate the game from the sidelines and say, whoa, 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 stop what we're doing. Dump it down to Giannis, 2-3 possessions in a row, do it to Lopez. It really bothers me because there's a lot of times where the offensive possessions look a little choppy. We're throwing up bad shots, mm-hmm. You know, and in the half court in the playoffs, I grew up watching the great power forwards getting the ball in the low post in the playoffs. I mean, let's go back to the Lakers and that great Lakers-Kings series. How many times did you see Vlade Divac get the ball in the fourth quarter on the block? Every possession.
Well, here's what the Bucks need to do. Here's what the Bucks need to do. I think they need to have Giannis touch the ball last. Put the ball in somebody else's hands.
Agreed.
And it put Giannis to one side of the court or another, and let Giannis touch the ball last so they can't run a double. When you run him center of the court, handling the basketball, it is so easy to double and triple team him.
Yeah.
It is. And Giannis knows more basketball. I mean, not Giannis. Giannis too. But, I mean, Budenholzer knows more basketball than any of us. But when you run him at the top of the key, Bart, in basketball, it doesn't take a genius to figure it out that it's so easy to run a double and a triple team and blitz him that, you know, let somebody else start with the ball. And this is an adjustment they can make. And get Giannis into the post or get Giannis on the wing where you can't double or triple team him as much.
So, why? I mean, that's a smart adjustment.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have done that by now?
Well, that's not for me.
Because it seems like for the last two games, it seems like every play is Giannis runs.
That's some guy who coached high school basketball in Eau Claire.
This is an assistant coach, which, as I always say, coaches are nothing without their staff.
Yeah.
And this guy right here, Chuck, led the girls' team in Eau Claire Regis to a state championship.
But more importantly,
this guy that I'm talking to right now knows his basketball.
But, hey. More importantly, I've been watching this NBA basketball and covering it for 40 years. So I've seen this. I've seen many playoff games. I've seen many games in my life. Been around it a little bit, run around basketball a little bit. So I would say that's what I would. I mean, that's an adjustment I would make with their offense. That guy called up, made a good point. I would get Giannis the ball at the very end of the possession, work the ball through a few other people. And so he's not as easy. When you start with him on top of the key, man. Man, the focal point is on him. You could run a double team, triple team. Watch that. Top of the key. Start him off to the side. Start him off in the post. Let somebody else start with the basketball. And that's where I'd see it different. I'm Chuck Freeman. Not playing Tony Snell or whatever. How about a little bit of a couple of adjustments on offense to get Giannis into more space?
Let's go to Big Dave in Brown Deer, 799-1250. What's up, BD? Right.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Good.
I got a couple of things to say. First and foremost, I was at the game last night. I went with a couple of friends. Atmosphere. I told you guys. I called you guys a while back about the Game 7 crowd for the NLCS. And last night, I don't know. I brought this up as a point before. I don't know if they've priced out the crowd that there were so many open seats yesterday. Up until about 3 minutes left, I looked around me and I stood the entire game. I was lucky to be at the top of the second deck, so nobody to complain about me standing for the entire game.
Yeah, we just don't know how to do it here. We're too passive. We go to these games like it's a picnic.
Amen. Amen. And I'm literally looking around me. People are on their phones. People are disengaged. Overall, I mean, it just looked like it was just a lot of people walking in the concourse, and I'm looking and seeing the open seats, and I'm just. You know, I'm playing defense.
We wait for something to happen. We don't cheer the team on.
Are people more caught up? And I said this a couple of weeks ago. Are people more caught up in the party atmosphere of being at these Bucks games, like Laker fans are, as opposed to actually, you know, getting up there and getting after it from the opening tip off?
I just don't think we know how to do that.
I think, honestly, it's you look at the Deer District outside, and people are, you know, it's going out there, and people are going. I think, honestly, the NBA, I mean, I paid for the upper deck. I mean, this is face value. It's, you know, 200-plus, which is fine. But I think they've honestly priced out the average fan, the average passionate fan, to go into the game. That's the reason you see outside the game, the atmosphere, the young college kid, the people excited, you know, people going. And you go inside, and it's corporate, and it's, I mean, I couldn't believe the amount of open seats that were there yesterday. I had one more quick thing I wanted to talk about before you guys let me go this morning, which is with about 30 seconds left, you know, there was a lot of unfortunate breaks near the end. We had two timeouts, and we got the rebound down by three, and we race up the court with two timeouts. I was absolutely
flabbergasted. Yeah, that was unbelievable.
An unfortunate turn of events that we did not call a timeout. I mean, I watch a lot of basketball. I'm a coach as well, and I just could not believe that with two timeouts, and we've been just reeling since the Lopez three, you know, had a couple unfortunate fouls that, I mean, what are you waiting for a timeout?
You mean, but the Bucks didn't call timeout?
Yeah.
Should I tell you why? I think that because I think the Bucks predicate themselves on catching, with their transition offense.
But when they kicked it back out to Brogdon, I mean, he was in trouble there with Siakam on him.
Yeah, well, I can see there. But I'm saying, but he's talking about getting the rebound and calling timeout right there. The Bucks are not a good team when it comes to playing a half-court offense. They're not a half-court offense team. And out of a timeout, you're playing against a half-court defense. We've seen how that's worked so far in this series. Not very good.
Plenty more from you guys. 799-1250. Thanks, Dave. 799-1250 at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll hear more from the guys that played that game as well. Eric Name, 8:35, about an hour from now. It's Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan. 1250 on the AM. And worldwide on the radio.com app. Sport.
You know, you cannot treat this just another game. It's a must win. I think everybody knows it. And we're just going to go in there and try to do as much as we can do, leave everything on the court. You know, make shots, play hard. give energy, and hopefully we can get a win. It's not just another game. We got to go in there and win, come back.
Yeah, you know, it's a great environment to play in. Their fans bring a lot of energy. You know, I definitely think our team will be up for it. You know, we're ready for the challenge. So, you know, we just have to obviously go out there and take care of business.
That's Giannis. That's the Greek Freak. Talking about looking ahead to Game 6. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. And that's what we're doing here on The Fan. Angry Brewer tweets in. Yeah, it's tough enough to win 5 versus 5. What about 8 on 5? 1 minute left, Gasol grabs and pins Lopez's arm to get the board. Lopez gets called on that foul. That was a bad call. The refereeing last night, I don't think it was good, but I don't think it... Why are we watching? Why are we talking about this, then, if this whole thing is rigged? It's not!
Well, I don't... It's not rigged. It isn't rigged. This series, at least not. I mean, there might have been other series in the past with David Stern as the commissioner. It's not. It's not like the NBA said, God, we can't wait to get Toronto. And now, is Milwaukee and Philadelphia, maybe a little different story.
Show me the perfectly ref game. Show me the game where everybody's happy with the officiating.
No. But I'll tell you what, going into Game 6, somebody's got an opportunity, and maybe it's Giannis, to really become a legend, a Milwaukee legend, here in the next two games, to force a Game 7 and then a Game 7. If they could come back and win this series, because how many times when our teams are down like this do they end up losing anyway or going on the road and losing? How about this time actually getting the job done? So many times in Bucks history, the Bucks season has ended with a playoff loss on the road, even last year and so many other times. 2 years ago, they lost at home in Toronto in 6. Probably would have lost Game 7 in Toronto. But, you know, they gotta at least come back for a Game 7. This season can't end tomorrow night.
Jeff says Bucks will be blown out on Saturday night, a once-promising season about to come to an end. The crowd in Toronto is more engaged, and they know they're going to punch a ticket to the NBA Finals. Kawhi's been there, done that. What's going on at Packer OTAs?
Well, Mike Clemens next week.
Mike Clemens. We're going to talk to Mike Clemens.
Every day next week.
Every day.
Probably for 2 hours at a crack.
John tweets in, didn't some guy call in about this time yesterday and guarantee that Drake would be in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan?
Yeah, that's why we've got...
Dan?
We've got hosed by a couple listeners on that. That's why I don't believe in it.
Where are you, Dan?
No, don't. But that's... I didn't buy into it at all. And I told you at the time, I said, don't buy into these listeners telling us where... This guy is this place.
Alyssa says, two joke jobs in 1 year in our city. Don't know how much longer I can continue to support our teams.
Come on.
Jay says, I'm done. I will never go to another Bucks game or the Deer District again.
Oh.
0 point in continuing to support these inept teams of the state. Giannis is like Rodgers. Both overrated.
Oh, that guy's trolling.
I couldn't even make up emails juicy.
That guy is it an email or
that
tweet?
Was a tweet.
He's begging to get his ass kicked on Twitter.
He's in the Gary Ellerson school of trolling.
Begging to get his ass kicked.
Let's go out to the phone, 799-1250. Ian is in Milwaukee. What's up, Ian?
Hi, Ian. How do you feel that one?
Oh, my God. What's up, man? I just heard what you said about dude saying Giannis is overrated.
Yeah,
but,
overrated, yep.
Before I go into my call, I'm actually along those lines, but I'll tell you why. I just want to first off by saying you guys are ultra talented, and I really appreciate listening because I never used to listen to morning shows because I didn't like them too much. But you two are very talented, as well as the Big Show, and Leroy acts the same at the State Fair all the time. So you guys are awesome.
Oh, well, thanks, thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And this is my first time calling, so I would love to hear my Foreigner song if possible.
Oh, yeah. Ian, don't be a foreigner to the show, my friend. Especially if you're going to say those nice things about us.
I am not. But now I have to say a few things before I go into the office. Gentlemen, Giannis, I love him. Giannis is a wonderful athlete. But what I hate to say is the truth. He does not really have a post game. He doesn't have a mid-range shot. He can't hit free throws right now. And in addition to that, because I heard one of your callers, I believe it was Nick, and he has a very high intellect as far as his observation or his scope on the game. He kept saying, well, why doesn't Giannis get the ball in the post? And, you know, why doesn't he set up post moves? At that level, we have to look at what Toronto does.
what is Toronto doing defensively? Like in the first game, they created the quote-unquote wall because they saw that was working for the Celtics, which was a traditional, what was it, a 1-3-1 defense, Chuck? Is that what they were holding, like one game one where they were slowing him down a little bit? But they had got to the point to where we figured that out. They're just using variations of a zone to force us to become an outside shooting team. And then in addition to that, they're pressing our shooters. That's really all it is. I hate Nick Nurse. To be honest, I can't stand him.
I'm sick of how he only wears glasses during the game.
Well, yes.
You know what Nurse did last night? You know, the Bucks had a bunch of open looks early on in that game.
Yes.
There was so much spacing between shooters and Raptor defenders, and Nurse kind of cleaned that up. He told his guys, you got to get out there and on these shooters because Brogdon's going to bury us.
Yes, and that's my point. So now when you have that going on, they could have capitalized on that. And my wife and I were talking about this, and I said this in game three. I was so scared when we lost that double overtime game because people kept saying, I know I got to go. And people literally kept saying, well, man, it took two overtimes to beat you. And I heard Sparky on the other show, and he's very talented as well. But I got irritated by him saying, I'm not worried about it. No, it's not that it took overtimes and they still beat us. We lost having two opportunities to beat them, and we couldn't get it done. Mm-hmm. I thought it was over then. I did a video on YouTube where I literally said about a month and a half we wouldn't go to the finals, and I hate that I was right, that I think I'm right. I hope we win two games like you said, Chuck, and Giannis can become a legend, but I really think he's some skill deficit. He just doesn't have it right now.
No, he doesn't.
He'll be there, but not right now.
Just like the great ones do. Kobe
Don't
Bryant.
Be a foreigner to the show.
All right, just like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan earlier in their careers, they both had to work on parts of their game, and they did it in the offseason. Michael started this. Work on one part of your game in the offseason and perfect it. And this is what Giannis, I asked him this 2 years ago after they lost game six to Toronto. I said, Giannis, what are you going to work on in the summer? And he said the post-up game. Got to work up better, and he's still working on it. And the video I did before the game last night, Bart, he's working on that post-up, the mid-post, the low post, turning around, scoring up to the hoop. He's not there yet, and we don't want him taking those shots, but I mean, posting him up on the block is one way to facilitate others to get open looks from the perimeter because he's going to draw a double or a triple team down there too. And if that's the case, they're going to double him down in the post. Somebody's going to be open on the perimeter for an open look.
Kyle tweets in, Bart, I heard you confidently say yesterday the Bucks will run away with this game. You were wrong, and you wanted Tony Snell to play. Laugh emoji. As soon as I started the postgame show last night, I was getting Facebook and calls and people bringing up Sparky. Sparky jinxed the team. Sparky jinxed the show. Sparky was saying that they could sweep. If Sparky would have said, you know what, guys, I think they'll win the first two and then lose the next three, nobody would give him credit for being right. You'd be mad at him that he didn't believe in your team. Yeah, sometimes we're wrong. Who cares? I mean, I thought they were going to win last night. They didn't.
Nobody saw this coming. Nobody
Kyle,
saw.
Did you predict Fred VanVleet to go 7-9?
No. Nope. Well, nobody saw after the Bucks were up.
Yeah, sometimes 2-0. We're wrong. There's no jinx here. We didn't do anything.
That whole jinx thing, I mean, we could laugh and joke about it or whatever, but it's bullcrap.
Yeah,
there's no control. There's no jinx.
BS.
Yeah, you put on something on Twitter about a guy pitching a no hitter or whatever. You just jinxed him. Oh, you know, so and so, Lorenzo Cain. Man, it's great to have him in the lineup every day, and he gets hit with a pitch. Oh, and then people are coming at me. It's like, God, are you that much of a loser and that much, you know, that little about sports that you're gonna say I jinxed Lorenzo Cain?
Like, I'm thinking the Bucks are gonna come back and win this series. I think they're gonna come back and win in Toronto. So if I'm wrong. I'm wrong. And what am I not supposed to say that? Am I not supposed to have a thought?
I mean,
have a thought. You guys have thoughts.
Why even play the game then?
No.
They're going to Toronto. I guess see what the betting line is for that game.
I think it's -2.
Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already asked Horvat during a break. Okay. He knew it
now,
right away.
If I was a betting man, and all three of us are, I would take Toronto -2. Okay. If you gave me $100, if you gave me a free play. I'd say Toronto. I take the Toronto -2, but I'm not going to count the Bucks in this game.
Martinez, Port Washington. What's up, Mart?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I got a couple points. I'm gonna need the KJ type time. You don't mind?
Yeah.
Hey, things I noticed, like Mart. I know you are. I used to be just like you. Believe everything was on the up and up, but I'm telling you, it is not, man.
I cannot believe the series is fixed. Is that
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna tell you how. Okay, the referees, the two referees that he had last night.
I know the record. I know.
Yes. Okay. Why both of them was in the game? Why they have both of them, man? It's just like, this is why I think it went wrong. I think the Bucks was the darling to go to the finals. Everybody was in love with Giannis and stuff. But I think now the NBA gave a new storyline. When the Bucks got blew out game four, they was like, that's it. That's enough of them. Because now look at wounded Kawhi Leonard on a wounded leg is beating the best team in the league.
So then like, why did the Western Conference Finals only go four?
Because nobody cared about Golden State. You can't stop Golden State.
That series, despite it being a sweep, had like the fourth highest Western Conference Finals ratings ever.
And if they wanted to, wouldn't they want more of a gate and have that thing go six series,
yeah.
six games?
No. Not when it comes to Golden State. They can't stop Golden State.
So who do you think is fixed? The referee, not the players.
No, the referees only control inside stuff, like when you're going through the holes to get a foul. You notice how many fouls Kawhi Leonard got when the people didn't even touch him? Like I can't believe some of the phantom calls that dude get. And then you seen the call when it was supposed to be like a timeout, no, a jump ball, and then that one referee came in talking about, no, they said timeout. It wasn't a timeout. That was a jump ball. Dude is trying to control the narrative. I'm telling you, right now, they looking at, okay, what's a better storyline? A wounded Kawhi Leonard going to the NBA Finals that just beat the best team, or the best team limping into the finals?
Okay, but
who doesn't
want
to watch Milwaukee Golden State?
Do you think the NBA doesn't want Giannis into the NBA Finals, their MVP?
They do, but I'm telling you, it's like this. Like, that's why I was glad Philly didn't make it, because Joel Embiid is more of a, what they call that, got a better personality than Giannis, and they would have been like, oh, we want this person there.
So how did they rig Kawhi hitting the rim four times for them to win that
series? That's not what I'm saying. The rigging comes not from the shooting. It comes from them going to the hole. Look how many times Lopez get caught for fouls and his hands are straight up.
Yeah,
Lopez,
I think
if you want to fix Toronto a series, you got to be so – it's too exhausting amount of work to do it.
I think if
it's a money market, dude. We had a referee that wrote about it. Dude, it goes
Tim Donahue.
It's a money market. I didn't see too much stuff, but I'm going to get off of that. Now, I still believe, though. I'm still believing that they can do it. But the Bucks got to bring their best game.
Why even try if it's rigged?
No, you don't understand what I'm saying, Bart.
I don't.
You got to beat the refs, like Golden State. You can't rig the Golden State Warriors.
So how did the Bucks win the first two games of the series if it was rigged?
They played their hardest. But when they went to Toronto, look how the calls changed. Did you notice how the calls changed? We didn't get no calls, man. None early. Giannis getting raped going to the hole. Bledsoe getting raped going to the hole. That's why Bledsoe's shooting jumpers. He's like, what the hell? I can't get a call. I'm telling you, man, I focus on this stuff. I study numbers.
He went to the free throw line last night six times.
Yeah, Giannis gets to the free throw, but wouldn't you foul Giannis too?
Well, I said Bledsoe got to the free throw line six times last night. Giannis, yeah, of course it would. I told you, Giannis can't. He's just not a very good free throw shooter, and he's gotten worse. He's getting worse.
I don't
worse
like
by
when I disagree with Martinez. We're boys.
Yeah,
but it's okay to disagree with you boys.
I've told you this. You know, I don't always think I wouldn't trust every sporting event out there. I'm not saying this one here. I wouldn't trust everyone in one form or the other. Not necessarily like a commissioner of the league, but you know, I think this is why people have a problem with gambling. Coming into our society, legalized sports gambling, that, you know, will certain games will, you know, be on the take? Will officials be on the take? Will players be on the take? Will small colleges be on the take? You know, players from small colleges. I think there's a little worry about that, but I don't think this series.
I'll tell you who I need right now. I need some Billy and Brown Deer.
Is he here?
Yeah.
William.
I need some Billy and Brown Deer.
Billy.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all feeling today, man?
Like really tired and worn down.
I'm gonna say this. Hey, Chuck, Bart, the last caller with the conspiracy theory, the Isaac Curry, we lost, let's blame everybody else. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna say this right now one time. If you're not a real Bucks fan, I need you to take off your $10 gas station t-shirt that you bought fraudulently and put it in the trash. You're not a Bucks fan. You ain't been Bucks. The only reason you're a Bucks fan is because everybody else is.
I'll vouch for Martinez, though. He's a longtime fan. I'll vouch for him.
I'm not him. I'm talking about in generally right now. The populace, if you go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
yeah, okay.
Wherever you go, all you hear is, it's over. It's 3-2. It's 3-2. We lost last night. Nobody. I listened for the last hour. Y'all been buzzing. I've been waiting. I love it. I'm in line right now at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm waiting for some coffee right now. You guys, no one mentioned defense one time. Nobody said Lopez got wet in the face with 2 3-pointers by Kawhi Leonard. No one said that one time. That's why you lost. You didn't lose because of post moves. You didn't lose because of anything except the wrong person. You had a center on Kawhi. If you would have had the right person on Kawhi, you would have won that game. You only lost by two shots. If you want to throw away entire season, the entire loyalty, all the work you did. You did all this work, and you are still only 2 games away from the finals. You ain't been to the finals since the 70s. And you're going to let one game stop you? Nah, man. You ain't giving up right now. Game 6 didn't happen yet. You get to choose
what
Game 6 is, don't you? Don't you, Bart?
Billy, we're going to Toronto. And we're gonna win.
Season's on the line Saturday night. You know what? If the Bucks, I know, aren't folded over in Toronto. If they get blown out, man, I don't even want to talk about the NBA draft.
I don't care about Game 6. I care about quarter one. I don't care about Game 6. Win the first quarter.
Yeah.
Win the second quarter. Win the third quarter. Win
Hot
the fourth
damn.
Quarter. Pack the bags. Bring it back to the Pfizer. And if you come for Game 7, don't be fake in Game 7. Be a real fan in Game 7. Like the homie said before, he's right. That dude from around here, they are corporate up in there. It's very stale in there. Come get hype, y'all.
Yeah, I need a Game 7 Eastern Conference Finals crowd, not a Game 7 of the regular season crowd.
Y'all hold it down, man.
Good morning.
Oh, there you go.
get your order in.
The Bucks, the crowd is going to come to play in Toronto tomorrow night. But the last two nights, both in Toronto and here, Bucks have gotten off to a good start. Bucks have gotten off to a great start. They were up early, 12-5. That's why, it doesn't matter. You just don't want to get buried in the first quarter. And then they were up 18-4 in the first quarter. And by second quarter, midway through, the Raptors are back in this game.
Yeah, Mark tweets in, you guys missed Martinez's point. It goes deeper. He didn't say it was rigged per se. He said it's an additional obstacle how they're calling the game. Look, refereeing is an obstacle. The crowd's an obstacle. How you feel is an obstacle. Your strength is an obstacle. There's a lot of obstacles. The Bucks, midway through that second quarter, Chuck, had 2 points. They were very bad shooting in that quarter. They had their opportunities.
They went 6 minutes.
You look at that tape, you don't say referees.
They went 6 minutes with 2 points.
Fred VanVleet was 7-for-9. No. The Bucks had 2 points in the first 6 minutes of the second quarter. There's the stretches you lost. Hey, if one more person tweets me about what the Raptors' record was about Tony Brothers, I'm going to take the tower that we broadcast, and I'm going to cut it at the bottom. I'm going to jam it into Lake Michigan's throat.
Well, then we're not going to have a job anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll do a podcast.
$1 million antenna right there.
Chuck and Winkler.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.